You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Teresa Trudeth, the CEO and co-founder of Chosen, the world's first travel and loyalty ecosystem to be powered by cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Pretty cool stuff, and Teresa, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us, what is Chosen and what is it that you do?
Sure. So I guess when we travel, we're always looking for new and unique, exciting things to do and discover things that people necessarily haven't. Typically, people go and troll the internet and read, you know, review sites, and a lot of these reviews are quite subjective. And so what we're doing is cutting out the noise and basically using artificial intelligence, machine learning, and we will match every single customer with an experience or service based on their taste. And so it's unique travel experiences based on what you like specifically for the individual. And that's all powered by, we've got all of our providers on the blockchain, and we're actually currently working on releasing CZN, which is our cryptocurrency. And customers will be able to use that CZN in our platform and redeem it for different loyalty in the future.
If you would, Teresa, get into what problem Chosen is addressing here.
So there's so much noise out there on the internet, right? So many subjective reviews, a lot of them are very fake. People are time poor and they're discerning, and they want to find things when they travel based on what they like, rather than spending 4 or 5 hours crippled by indecision and trawling websites to find which cool cafe to go to. So we just want to make it really, really simple for them to find services and experiences that they enjoy. And the other thing is that loyalty, we want to reinvent loyalty, because loyalty for millennial travelers in particular, who we work with, it's archaic. And so we want to bring a bit more excitement back into loyalty for our users, where you're able to be rewarded for traveling and trade different types of loyalty with bigger brands by using CZN.
And talking about the travelers, what are the benefits for travelers and businesses?
Yeah, sure. So the benefits are that obviously they're saving time. It's a far more convenient method. And then they're also incentivized, because we're going to be working with a lot of big brands to build out our loyalty program, to provide discounts, also like exclusive access to different members clubs and stuff that people might not always be able to get into. And so we want to create this whole community and ecosystem which is beneficial based on like discounts, incentives, and also to save customers time when they travel.
And who wouldn't want discounts and exclusive access? Today we're joined by Teresa Trudeth, the CEO and co-founder of Chosen, the world's first travel and loyalty ecosystem to be powered by cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now tell us, if you would, who is the team behind the project of Chosen?
Sure. So we have a quite a rare situation, I guess. The founding members, so myself and Zia, met about almost 8 years ago now. We used to work in advertising together, and we've actually run a couple of businesses, a digital consultancy, and exited an e-commerce shoe store a few years ago. And so we've worked together for years, and we're also great friends, and we decided at the time when the idea for Chosen came up to obviously work on this project together. And then we brought in Will, who is our CTO, a super hacker, and Will actually worked with Zia years ago and then also did some freelance work for me prior to Chosen. So we actually have all worked together, we've all lived together, we play together, and so we're quite a tight-knit founding team. And then not too long after we started Chosen, we hired our machine learning data science and blockchain engineer, Louis Cronin, and he came over from Ireland. He took a big risk and he came over from Ireland and met us in Shanghai when we first kicked off Chosen. And he's been with us ever since and just fit in perfectly. And so we're sort of the four founding members of the team, and now we have a support team of four to five, but full-time, part-time and freelancers. We've got developers, business managers, and also we tap into local insiders in every destination that we're in as well. But we're a pretty tight-knit team. And I think one of the keys to sort of building our business so far, and the fact that we've had such resilience to the sort of communication and the great tight relationship that we all have.
And I'm certain that that would make a difference in an incredible work environment as well. Lastly, how does blockchain technology fuel your project?
Yeah, sure. So in about 2016, we started to toy with the idea of using blockchain. Obviously, it's an emerging technology and is only really starting to, you know, come into play now. But we decided that we could see a purpose for putting our providers, all of our inventory, onto the blockchain. And that's actually allowing customers to have a quicker, efficient payment method, and we're able to pay our providers a lot more efficiently. It's also providing trust, that level of trust. So like I mentioned before, you know, there's a lot of fake reviews and subjective things on the internet, whereas on the blockchain, we're able to authenticate that every single experience or service happened through our platform and people did really enjoy it. And so they're the two main reasons for us using blockchain from a trust perspective, authenticity, and then also efficiency of payment.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today and introducing Chosen to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details and take advantage of this awesome travel and loyalty ecosystem?
Great. Thanks for having me. For any details, please go to chosen.com. We're in the middle of a lead-up campaign to launching our CZN cryptocurrency in July. So when you get to chosen.com, you will see a little bit about the ICO. You can have a read, but you can also go to product and have a look at the product there, or download us in the App Store under Chosen, and our Chinese name is Tuzan.
You gotta love it. Again, Teresa, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, wishing you and the company all the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Teresa Truda, the CEO and co-founder of Chosen, the world's first travel and loyalty ecosystem to be powered by cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. And for all the details, visit chosen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.